Well, this week it was announced that a local group of women cleared a very significant step toward launching the first new bank in Chicago in more than 10 years. First Women's Bank is going to be a commercial bank with a focus on lending to women-owned and women-led small businesses. It hopefully will open in 2021. Three co-founders came to the realization that there's no women-led bank focused anywhere here in Chicago or in the United States. I think this is kind of an interesting concept and very exciting. Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer is attorney Melissa Wyden, who's joining us today to talk a little bit about it. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Hi, Karen. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. This is really exciting. So like, this is not a bank where you get like lipstick or something when you open up a passbook account or something like that, right?
Absolutely. We are going to be a commercial bank.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
And so tell me how this idea came about. What is it about women entrepreneurs, say, who are looking for loans, commercial loans, to fund their business? Where are their needs not being met currently?
So let me just give you a little bit of an overview of where this came from and why we find this to be so important. Women are leading an economic revolution in this country. The women's economy is huge, it's powerful, it's growing, but it has a persistent and addressable need, and that's access to capital. And there's a lot of data around the women's economy, and it really tells a very compelling story about why the First Women's Bank is going to be so important. We know that the number of women-owned businesses is growing very rapidly. Last year, the number of women-owned businesses grew twice as fast as the national average. And over the past 20 years, that number is up over 114%. And this exponential growth has been driven in large part by women of color. So last year, women of color accounted for 89% of the new businesses that opened every day. So if you look at the total universe of small businesses in the U.S., there are about 30 million small businesses in the country. Almost 13 million or 42% of them are owned by women, and half of them are owned by women of color. But here's the problem. While the women's economy is an untapped market force and experiencing really rapid growth, women still struggle to get the capital they need to grow their businesses. With 42% of all small businesses owned by women, we know that those same small businesses are only able to access an estimated 16% of all commercial lending.
Those are astounding numbers. And I guess what I want to know is, what is going on? Are the banks looking at women who are coming in to these banks asking for money for capital and saying no? Is there some innate discrimination that, or is it more blatant than that? What is causing this to happen?
So there's a lot of research on that question. It's actually a very complicated answer. There's a lot to that answer. There are a lot of factors that have gone into how we got here. We are really focused on how do we solve this problem, right? But we know that there are an enormous number of women-owned businesses who, if they got the capital they needed, they would be extremely successful. But because of this gender gap, because this is real, that it's measurable, that their inability to get the capital they need is really preventing them from reaching their full potential. So because of that, you know, the struggles that they have to get the capital they need to grow their businesses, on average, women-owned businesses end up employing fewer people. Their revenues are typically much lower. They grow at a slower rate. They just aren't able to have the same positive impact on their communities and the economy. And that is the problem we are aiming to fix.
Melissa, this bank, the First Women's Bank, will also service men, correct?
100%. We are a bank whose mission is to grow the economy and advance the role of women within it. Our mission is to serve all small business owners. Of every shape and size. So we do not believe that the way to address Exclusion is to exclude others. We are a bank focused on inclusion, and we are going to market to all of the small businesses in the country.
Melissa, where will the bank be? Will there be a prime location somewhere in the city?
Yes. So the bank will be located in Chicago. We're really excited to be launching in Chicago. We plan to have one flagship location here, but we will be serving a national lending and deposit market right here from Chicago.
Great. If people want to hear more about the opening of First Women's Bank in 2021, where will they go for the information, Melissa?
Well, hopefully there will be a lot of information available to business owners about what we're doing. We've got a website that will be updated with our plans for the future. Again, as you said, we hope to launch at the end of this year or early next year. And our website is firstwomensbank.com.
Melissa Wyden, thank you so much. And really, good luck with this endeavor. And you might see me over there on your opening day.
I hope so.
All right.
Thank you,
Take
Karen.
Care. Thanks for joining me.
Take care.
All right.
Okay.